Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Airstream Chronicles podcast. Today is Monday, January 21st, and as always, I'm your show host, Rich. And keeping up the track record from last week, really sorry about the Friday thing. So I think that week is behind me. We'll get back to this normal podcast schedule now. What can I say? One of the things I left out last week was there's three different physician appointments all in one week. So dealing with a cardiologist with the aftermath of the carbon monoxide incident in the Airstream, and then a follow-up with my endocrinologist down in Phoenix, and then also the allergist. So no more doctor's appointments in the near future, nothing on the schedule, and let's hope we keep it that way. Let's hope that this spring is kinder to me than last spring was. So what are we actually talking about today? Well, this is Monday, and I always like to talk about the small business aspect of this channel, the fact that I'm a small business owner, and for many years, running the business out of the Airstream. Now, with the recent move to a rental home, you think, well, hey, the Airstream's out of there, or the small business is out of there. None of that could be, you know, well, that's nowhere near the truth. So the Airstream is actually getting prepped. We're doing a couple of new tires this week on it, and it's getting prepped for a trip down to the Casa Grande, Arizona area for next week. So I'll be down there at two different client sites doing a bunch of web work. I'm also going to be doing some photography while I'm there. And I'm going to be flying the Mavic Pro and the Mavic 2 Pro for both locations. We're going to get some big bird's eye views of these particular communities while we're there. So maybe churning out a map or two of new developments and also new and old homes for sale. So we've got a lot of things going on, so there's a lot of prep work. On the drone side of things, I've already checked everything out to make sure that I can do the LAANC requests so that I can fly in those areas and that we're not too close to any airports, any areas that would disallow flight. So I always plan that in advance, and I'm also already planning the flights in advance using the mapping tools that I have with some of the drone apps that I use. So there's one part of it. So when I go to a client location, it's usually for more than one thing. So we'll be doing website updates for one of the client locations. We're actually revamping their entire website, and I'll be putting out their name and information in February once we're done with it so that you can see the final results. I don't want to direct you to their website now. It looks terrible, and we're going to be starting in on that and cleaning that up and making it much more presentable and also easier for people to find both current residents and people looking to move to that community. Same can be said for the second location. They're actually expanding their 55-plus community. They're adding several hundred new homes. So there will be a lot to do there because we've got new information about the new community, how it ties together with the old community, and the services available to residents through both communities. So that's going to keep me very busy for the start of February. And when I'm done there and I come back up to the Prescott area, I won't be done with them. So when I do a lot of this work, we gather information and then I come back and compile that information and add it to the updated websites. So it's not just when I say I'm going to be gone for a week or 2 weeks with the Airstream on a client location, that doesn't mean that the work stops after I've been to that location. I've gathered all the material that I can, and then we move on to do the next step of it. So for instance, the imaging, all of the photography, I'll be doing some editing of that for sure while I'm there. But most of my time is going to be spent out on the ground getting images, getting aerial data, and I'm going to be very busy just with that part of it and with information gathering from the park managers as well. And so, you know, with that in mind, it's a busy, busy week. So the post-processing, the videos that will come out of this, the still photos that will come out of this, and all of the new content that will come out of this will most likely be getting added not at their location. So the location time is spent with the park managers and actually boots on the ground doing that part of the job. So I don't have to stay there the whole time. Once I've gathered all the information I need, I can go wherever, so I could theoretically take the Airstream off to Anza-Borrego, California. Hint, hint, hint. So that might happen. I've got some friends out there. So this week is just a prep week. So going through all the camera gear, checking all the batteries, seeing if there's any bad batteries, making sure that the laptop's good to go, making sure that the backup Windows laptop's ready to go. And then next week, I'll be messing with the Airstream, just getting everything in it I need and getting ready to roll out and head south. So that should be interesting. And I'm going to keep the trip. I'm going to do it, break it up over 2 days. So I might be stopping into either Vulture Peak boondocking area, or I might be stopping down to Painted Petroglyphs. I always like to break up the ride to Casa Grande between one of those two places so that I can do a little photography and get myself in the right mindset for the work that's coming up. So there we go. So I need to get going because there is still a lot of work to be done this week. I'm doing some work for BearShoe.com and for Safety Boot Headquarters, both the same business, but one's their online sales side and one is actually their main shop side. One of the unique things about them is they actually do boot and shoe repairs and boot and shoe customization. How many small businesses out there in America still do that? Not many. So they get a lot of email from their website regarding boot and shoe repair. So people from all over the country are finding them, so the website's working. So if you need any shoes or boots and you need safety boots and steel toe boots or composite toe boots, check out BearShoe.com and SafetyBootHQ.com. So we've been working with them for years, and it's a great family-run business. It's been a family-run business for over a century, so pretty awesome. All right, so now I need to get to work for those folks, so you guys have an awesome morning. Very short podcast. Tomorrow I've got an interesting one for Tech Talk Tuesday. I'm not even going to give any hints away. And it is about RVing, and it's about enjoying your RV even in bad weather, because today the winds are insane in northern Arizona, so I'm actually happy to not be in the Airstream, because there's no way I'd be able to do this podcast with all the noise that would be going on in the Airstream right now. All right, as always, thanks for joining me and spending a little bit of your morning, and we'll see you again tomorrow. I promise you will actually get this podcast tomorrow. And as always, the intro and exit music's licensed through soundstripe.com. Down in the show notes, I've got links to them, so if you're looking for music for your next audio or visual project, check out Soundstripe, use the link down below, and this channel gets a little love from Soundstripe. Also, after the end of this podcast, we've got a message from our sponsor, Flipboard.com. So stay tuned, listen in, and see if Flipboard would be something you'd be interested in having on your computer.